Petersburg Salvation Army Community Center is collecting toys for about 70 children this holiday season. That's up quite a bit from last year's 50. About 85 families, including about 230 people, will get boxes of food. Those numbers are up, too. Lieutenant Misty Burke shares pastoring duties with her husband, John.
A lot of families who were just really counting on a great fishing season this year didn't have that, and so they've not been able to do all the things that they wanted to do and not have enough money to pay off everything that they needed to pay off, and so they now are in a place where they're just struggling.
And it's not just Petersburg. Ivy Sponholz of the Salvation Army's Alaska office says the same is true in the state's other 17 missions.
I've checked in with folks in Southeast and up into the Matsu Valley and the interior, and pretty much across the board we're seeing a trend of increased need.
She says so far, community response has been good. Burke says that's been true for Petersburg's Angel Tree program, where community members pick up a tag listing a child's age, sex, and other information.
The banks put the trees up on December 1st, and that's when we put our tags out. But we've had people coming in November asking us if they could get Angel Tree tags early because they were either going down south or different things going on, and they wanted to be able to purchase gifts early.
One of the Salvation Army's most visible fundraisers is the Red Kettle Drive. Lieutenant John Burke says some communities have to hire people to staff the kettles. But in Petersburg, it's an all-volunteer effort, allowing more money to go to those in need.
We do fund our food baskets as well as any extra toys we may have to purchase for Christmas, as well as throughout the year for assistance.
That includes temporary housing and helping people develop plans to improve their situations. Misty Burke says Petersburg continues to respond to those in need.
We could not do any of what we're doing this season or any season without the help of the community and their generosity. They just give on a daily basis and they just continue to give.
That includes a toy drive by the Petersburg Elks Lodge, which is running through Saturday. Sponholz of the Salvation Army's statewide office says more Alaskans are seeking services for a variety of reasons. She says it's common to see people working low-wage part-time jobs and not making enough to pay their bills.
Another one of the things that we see a lot of is when people hit kind of a personal crisis, often related to a health-related issue, it sort of snowballs out of control.
She says low oil revenues have already affected low-income Alaskans, and she worries about what the next round of state funding cuts will bring.
This next year, we're going to go into a really challenging budget year, and we fear for some of the really important programs which help us to keep people in their homes and keep families together.
The Salvation Army is still collecting toys, money, and other donations for its holiday programs. In Petersburg, John Burke says the last week before Christmas often brings the largest amount of Red Kettle cash. In Juneau, I'm Ed Schoenfeld.